Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a real difference in our communities. Today, I'm sitting down with an author whose story is deeply personal and powerful. She's written a book about growing up without the love of an earthly father. And I say earthly father very intentionally, because that hits home for me too. I didn't have a father in my life, and for years, I wrestled with whether I had daddy issues, but the truth I came to discover, and the truth we'll hear echoed in this book, is that we do have a father. We got a father, y'all, a heavenly father. Some of us may have a father here on earth, but for one reason or another, can't reach him. Today's guest put her story into writing, sharing not only about her dad, who, by the way, was one of the largest drug smugglers in U.S. history, but also about the strength of her mother, who raised her as a single mom, and the powerful bond between mother and daughter. Her book, You Got Daddy Issues, write it down, You Got Daddy Issues, is a wild and emotional ride. It has everything: the Iran-Contra scandal, smuggling drugs and guns, kidnapping, love, divorce, single motherhood, relationships, even rock and roll. But most importantly, it's a redemption story about finding hope, healing, and identity through the love of our Heavenly Father. So let's dive in. Without further ado, please welcome my guest today, author Polly Walshen.
Oh my gosh, you are so sweet. What an awesome introduction. I just love that. It's such an honor to be on your show, and I'm just so glad I got to connect with you. You know, growing up in Atlanta and living there and now living in California, like, I just was like, I want to share this story, and there is nobody better to share it with than Tamika Nicole on this radio show. So I just want to thank you so much for inviting me to share the story, and I just really appreciate it.
Of course. Now tell the listeners your name again.
Polly Betzner, which is my dad's name, Walshen.
Okay, so where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Atlanta, went to Georgia, and then I moved to California like 25 years ago. So I live in San Diego now.
Oh, wow. Where it's all sunny and stuff at.
It's so pretty here.
Oh,
it's
my
just
goodness.
Beautiful. We were the first. My kids were the first to ever be born west of the Mississippi River in like four generations.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Thank you so much, Polly, for sharing the information. Let's jump right in. Tell us about your book, You Got Daddy Issues. What inspired you to start writing it? And what gave you the courage to release such a personal story to the world?
I've been trying to write it for like 30 years, to be honest with you. And I've been keeping journals for all these years. And when COVID hit in 2020 and like 2021, I was just like, okay, my husband's just, you know, working and doing this and doing that. And I should just start writing my book. And I just started. And man, it was just so like cathartic, because just to be able to like put my story on paper. So just a little bit of the background is my dad, he was the largest drug smuggler in U.S. history. And my parents were divorced when I was really young, and my dad, he killed himself on my 7th birthday. Well, so I thought. So I believe my dad was actually dead until I was almost 16, when I found out in the newspaper that my dad had actually been arrested for 1,000 kilos of cocaine, and he was involved with the Iran-Contra scandal from the 80s, and he was actually alive and in prison. And so,
hold on.
Yep.
Hold on. You were 7 when you thought your father killed himself.
Yeah, on my birthday too. The pastor showed up at my house on my birthday.
Oh my goodness. So you found out that he was not deceased as a teenager at 16 years old.
Yep. In the newspaper.
So your mom never told you. Did your mom know that he was alive?
No, she didn't know either, because he was involved with the cartel. And so, you know, he kind of kept mom and I a secret. He had already married another lady, this woman he cheated on my mom with. He got her pregnant and ended up being with her. So her kids actually knew, and they were able to keep it a secret. And they were younger than me, but they knew the whole time. So yeah, it was lots of crazy things. Cartel showing up at my house. My mom was like, why is a cartel at our house trying to get pictures of me when I was like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. The school getting locked down because there was like a kidnapping threat, just all kinds of crazy stuff. But once he went to prison for like 12 years, I went and started visiting him in prisons, mm-hmm. like all over the nation. But what really gave me the courage to write this book is, mm-hmm. you know, my story was so wild because I just didn't have any self-confidence. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why would my dad want to kill himself on my birthday and then actually not even tell me he was not really dead and not want to see me, but he told my brother and sister. So I made up all these stories in my brain, like I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't smart enough, if I was good enough, if I was a better person, then maybe he would love me. And so I picked two husbands in a row, mm-hmm. that were a lot like my dad, mm-hmm. due to the fact that I didn't feel like I deserved better. So what gave me the courage to really write the book was so that people don't make the same mistakes I made, and to understand that, like, whatever they didn't get from their dad, their mother, their uncle, their aunt, or whoever raised them, mm-hmm. it doesn't have anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. It's literally their stuff. And if they can just understand that they're such a beautiful, unique person that was created for such a great purpose on this earth, and that God wants to use them exactly the way they are, regardless of how their parents are, mm-hmm. that maybe I could save some of them from making a lot of the mistakes I made throughout my life. So that was really like my courage was other people.
Wow. So many challenges you faced for sure. Did you notice that you, since your title is You Got Daddy Issues, I'm going to ask you one where that came from. And second, did you figure out that you had daddy issues as a teenager, or was it later on?
Well, everybody was always like, why do you pick people like that? You must have daddy issues. Because I was just like, I was a wild, dance on Soul Train, dance for Ice-T. I've done all kinds of great, just crazy stuff. And they're like, why are you so wild? I go, I don't know. And they're always like, you got daddy issues. I didn't really figure it out, honestly. When I really figured it out for real is when I was like, oh my God, I have daddy issues. It was like when I started thinking about the name of the book, like in my late 40s, I started thinking about the name of the book. Mm-hmm. Then when the book name came to me, I was like, oh my God, that's what's been going on this whole time. And then when I started understanding how God had always been there for me, mm-hmm. my entire life, and he had never left me, and he had never forsaken, and he had always loved me. Right. And when I got the power of having a heavenly father that's always been there for me, I was like, whoa, I don't have heavenly father issues. I got earthly daddy issues.
That's right.
And my heavenly father never wanted me to go through those things ever. But you know, we have a thief on earth called, you know, Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. And he wants to plant those seeds in your mind and make you think that there's something wrong with you when there's really not.
So overall, do you feel that your book is not only just a journey through your life experience, but it's also a testament from you that is to encourage others?
Oh yeah. I mean, at the end of every chapter, I give people tools like, what's the mask that you're wearing? You know, what's the red flag you see in the sky? Or what are you doing currently that isn't like you telling yourself that you're not enough? Like throughout the entire book, I'm able to, like, all the training and therapy and all the stuff I've gone through, I'm able to say, hey, if you've gone through this, this is what you need to do. The whole book is not just me telling my story. It's also giving like advice on how you can change wherever you're at by doing certain things that I kind of list in the book.
Wow. That's great, Polly. That is so great. That is something. You guys hear what she is talking about? It is not just a written documentary or tell-all or anything like that about her, but it's also something to help each of us to work through our day-to-day challenges when it comes to the daddy issues, the auntie issues, the mommy issues, and things like that. Polly, I thank you so much for opening up and sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my honor. Honestly, if my mess can be a message that helps to save somebody else, I'm all over it.
I have to tell you that the title alone grabbed me, okay? You got daddy issues. That spoke to me because I used to think the same thing about myself, and I went searching for a man I thought was my father based on the little bits of information my mom gave me, but it wasn't until my college graduation while visiting my mom in prison, of all places. She's been incarcerated pretty much most of my lifetime, and I was raised by my grandmother. But when I went to visit her on my college graduation day, she confessed that she really didn't know who my father was. She told me that back in Norfolk, Virginia, which is where I was born and raised, it's a Navy town, she was seeing multiple men. So at that point, I realized, nope, I don't have daddy issues. I've got mommy issues.
Well, there, at least you know.
Right. But for real, that's why your story resonated with me so much. It's a reminder that no matter our earthly situations, we can still find identity, love, and belonging in God, in our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, amen.
So now, Polly, for our listeners who are already hooked and want to get their hands on your book, how can they connect with you to purchase the book, follow you online, or even book you for signings and or speaking engagements?
Awesome. So I have a website. It's www.yougotdaddyissues.com, the same name as the book. And you can book my cafe. I'm starting a Daddy Issues Cafe or speaking, and you can also order the book on there. If you want to follow me online, it's my name, Polly Betzner Walshen. And if you really want to hear the whole story in like a documentary and then go read the book, you can go on HBO and watch The Invisible Pilot. And it's a documentary about my dad's crazy journey about when he was dead all those years, what he was doing. And I'm in it, and you can watch it and you can just be like, holy cow, now I need to read the book.
The Invisible Pilot, you can find it on HBO. It is a documentary, and you guys, I have seen it, and when I tell you, it will have you hooked. You will be sitting in the chair like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did that. Oh my gosh, it's gonna have you like that the entire time. And you can also get that link from her website. Go ahead and share your website one more time for me, Miss Polly.
It's www.yougotdaddyissues.com.
Beautiful. Polly, thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing not only your book, but your heart.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Anytime. That was awesome.
Your perseverance, your faith, and your journey of overcoming are truly inspiring. And on behalf of The Voice on the King, we salute you for using your writing to encourage and empower others, showing them that their story doesn't define them, but can actually propel them to their next level in life.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love that. This is perfect.
You're welcome, Polly. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. Remember, these stories are here to uplift you, challenge you, and remind you that no matter what your family issues may look like, daddy, mommy, auntie, uncle, you can rise above them with faith and determination. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at yourbeautyentertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.